Good afternoon, Miss Stephanie.
Hi, Sarah. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for asking. So I haven't conducted the test call yet. I called you first to check if Paul was able to successfully remove the application from his phone.
He was.
Awesome.
He came last night and we got it off there.
Wonderful. All right. So when I called yesterday, it was still on his phone.
Yes.
Got it. I see. So I'm going to go ahead now and do a test call just to make sure that all calls get routed to your phone number moving forward. I'll go ahead and disconnect this call and call you on the call tracking phone number. Okay?
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. But before that, I'm so sorry, Sarah.
Yeah.
Before that, anything else maybe that you may need assistance?
Wanted to just put a bug in your ear and we can touch base next week about it. The web page with the aerator.
Got it. So,
go ahead.
I apologize to cut you off. So, just to confirm, we'll schedule a call back for next week in regards to the recent changes that was requested on the website.
Yes, and I've got another one for you while we're talking about it. Up at the top where the links are, where you can choose, you know, services and home and all of that, at the end there, I would like a coupon corner or, you know, sales. What do you think, Jennifer? What would be good for the top of the web page?
For savings? I mean, you can do the savings corner or, you know, discount corner, you know what I mean, or check out our discount.
Yeah.
For discount, something like that.
Yeah. Something a little catchy other than just,
right.
Something other than just coupons, you know. And I'm working on getting us ways to save, you know, something like that. I'd like a place, and then I've got one that I've created that's our all the time deal, which is for our seniors, military, first responders, so we can have that there all the time, and then we can have our specials, you know, pop in and out when we're running them.
All right. So, and if I may ask, and sorry, you mentioned a specific spot on the website to where you want it to be featured. But if you can repeat that for me, I'm sorry.
I would like a permanent spot up in the toolbar area where you've got the drop-down menus.
Got it.
And then you can put one, like, at the very bottom again, like when they've been scrolling.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay, this is the service I need, and then they can it'll remind them, oh, they do offer discounts, you know. So
all right, and we'll have a tab added for discounts.
Well, coupons, discounts.
Coupons.
Yeah.
All right, and can you provide us with the specific information about these coupons or discounts that we will
yeah,
be
I'll shoot you over the copy of the all the time coupon for our military and stuff, and that way you'll have something to put on there.
All right.
I'm still working on a couple other things. We've got one that's live that's getting ready to end for the Valentine's Day stuff, so there's no reason putting that on there now.
Right.
But we need to see what our next, you know, next one's going to be, and then I can just, you know, pop that over to you or put it on there myself.
Sure, definitely.
And
I did
want to, you know, kind of point out, it looks like somebody on the Facebook side has gone into our messenger and changed our automatic reply, which we already had set up.
Mm-hmm.
If it's already there in existence, like our, you know, if it's already set up like that,
yeah,
we ask that, you know, you confirm before it's changed. Because more than likely, Paul is the one that, you know, has wanted it done that way.
Mm-hmm.
And the message that's going out to our customers now is, instead of thanking them for reaching out, it's a very short, give us a call or leave the message app. And that's not how we talk to our customers. So I'm going to go back in and change that. But, you know, moving forward, if it's already in existence, like if I've put it in there or if Paul's made a change, if they've got new stuff, that's great. But just check with us first before making it completely live, because there's been a couple things that he hasn't liked. And I don't want to see, you know what I mean? I don't want it to be a thing where he...
Right.
You know,
right, which is weird, because looking here for the, for the response method on the ad, we have it set up as a form fill, which means that we're not doing Facebook Messenger as a response method on your Facebook ads. And with that being said, all the leads from the Facebook ad will be sent directly to an email or a text message. But I'll definitely make sure that this...
Well, you got to figure that's from your one ad.
Mm-hmm.
We're also out there locally, and people are sending us stuff.
Uh-huh.
And we had set up the automatic reply, and what it's replying with now is not anything that we did.
Got it. Got it. I'll also for sure check this out with the team and make sure that moving forward there will be no changes on the Facebook business page unless it's communicated with you or have your approval.
Yeah, the big stuff, you know, we just want to make sure that we're not changing something Paul has already, you know, approved or asked to be done.
Got it, definitely. I'll definitely have it communicated with the team as well. And, yes, aside from the Facebook Messenger responses and the discount tab on the website, is there anything else, maybe?
Not right now. I've got other stuff on my mind, so I try to write them down when I think of them.
All right. Not a problem. And, let's see here. So I'm going to go ahead and have the test call conducted. We'll for sure be waiting for the email with the discount information so that we can start adding it to the website as well. And, yep, that's pretty much it for me. I'll definitely go ahead and do the test call now.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Goodbye for now, Sarah.
All right. Bye-bye.